creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Puff Show.
I have a bunch of fun stories. Oh, this is one that's going to really freak out Big Fatty. There is a shortage this year of ham.
Oh.
This year for the holiday season, ooh, they've announced that there is a shortage of ham. Most specifically, the 7-pound spiral cut ham, which is one of the most popular ones. There is a huge shortage because there was a viral epidemic. Did you know 50% of the ham consumed in this country is done during the months of from November to January?
I believe that.
Because of the holiday? So what happened is because they had a whole a bunch of pigs they had to put down, they really fatten the fuck out of the other pigs, and now they have bigger pigs. So pork prices have gone up. However, there is a good side to this, Big Fatty. Bacon prices are at an all-time low.
How come?
Because
bacon is still fucking expensive.
Well, no, they're going down. Because they had to fatten up those pigs, and bacon is pork belly, which is not even part of the ham part.
Right.
It's used for other things. So bacon
prices. The fatter the pigs got, the more bacon.
There is now a surplus of bacon.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This year for the holiday season, they've announced that there is a shortage of Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4667. BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 30th of December, 2025, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all are gonna finish telling you about the weekend and my Monday, but first, one of my favorite songs.
Don't look so sad, it's not so bad, you know. It's just another night, that's all it is. It's not the first, it's not the worst, you know. We've come through all the rest, we'll get through this. We've made mistakes, but we've made good friends too. Remember all the nights we spent with them and all our plans. Who says they can't come true? Tonight's another chance to start again. It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve, let's make it the best. It's just another New Year's Eve, it's just another old lang syne. But when we're through
Reflectors, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're reflectors today, because y'all, that's what we do here at the end of every year. And y'all, some people might think that this song by that Barry Manilow, you know, he's got the cancer, is a sad song, but I think the message is an uplifting one. So, y'all, if you don't know this song, go and just listen to the words. It's lovely. And y'all, in reflecting on the little show, y'all, I asked that CBT show me the personal journal little shows that had the most episodes. And y'all, it gave me a list of 10. And Big Fatty Online was not on it. So I asked it. I said, why wasn't Big Fatty Online on this? Well, you know, it goes by verified episodes. And it said that if Big Fatty Online truly has 2,000 plus episodes, it would likely be one of the most prolific in the personal journal category. Last time I spoke with you, I was recapping the weekend and didn't quite finish. Y'all, on Saturday, I mentioned that I watched a lot of the sports ball and all, but y'all, one of the things that I accomplished on Saturday was I had to update the mock-in calendar for 2026, where I have everybody write in everybody's anniversarium and their name when it's their celebration of exiting the birth canal. And and I know there are those, Daniel Biba, who can't believe that I actually write on a calendar, but I do. And y'all, by the way, if you're a fairly new listener or an older listener or a lurker that wants to de-lurk a little bit and send Big Fatty a message. If you're not on the mock-in calendar for your anniversarium or your celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all send it. Send it to me, and I'll add it to the mock-in calendar, and we'll do a proper notification. Yes, Big Fatty, until you forget to do it. Well, that will probably be one of my New Year's resolutions, to forget to do the birthdays more often. Big Fatty, you'll keep that one. And, y'all, when I was going through this, I was looking at the full moons also. And, y'all, in 2026, we will have 13 full moons. In May, we will have a blue moon. Yes, Big Fatty, blue moon. But y'all, the most interesting full moon of 2026 falls on Crema Eve. Now, y'all, I don't recall a full moon on Crema Eve. And y'all, I went and I looked, you know, just read a little bit about it. Y'all, it's a very rare occasion when it does this. It happens about once every 19 years. So y'all, with that knowledge, Big Fatty will be 89. Big Fatty, you'll be in the ground when the next full moon occurs and on Crema Eve. So y'all, if you're around when that happens, just go, oh yeah, I remember Big Fatty telling us he was going to be dead as a doornail. Anyway, I found that interesting. Let's see. Saturday evening, y'all, you know, my neighbor who lives nearby, who former coal miner, comes over and visits from time to time. Y'all, he had been in New York City. New York City? Yes, he was picking up some crema salsa, I think. And he was flying back in, and he asked me if I would pick him up at the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Ariel Puerto. And so y'all, I picked him up and dropped him off at his house. Y'all, I took my go-to-bed pills before I left to go get him, because it takes, you know, about 45 minutes to an hour for him to really kick in. Well, y'all, then his the luggage was delayed, so by the time I picked him up, I'm like, no, it wasn't that bad. But needless to say, once I got back here to the villa, I immediately hopped in the chamber, and then I was right to sleep. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, on Sunday, you know, not a whole lot going on. I watched some thing. Y'all, I'm watching. There's a homosexual show on the. On the Netflix, I think you're supposed to chill and watch it. And y'all, it's called Boots, B-O-O-T-S, and y'all, it's about him in the Marine Corps. And y'all, it's young recruits, big fatty young recruits, and old pervs. Well, okay. But, y'all, I've only watched one episode, and so far we've seen naked. We've seen them naked in the showers. So that was kind of nice. Y'all, also on Sunday, I put out my New Year's decorations. Basically, I turned off the multicolored lights at the villa, and now the lighting scheme... scheme, if you will, is a gold and white. So I have gold and white lights. You know, I had white lights out in front anyway, so I just added the gold ones. And then I put up my Happy New Year's sign that flashes. And then recoded the LFC with old Vader, who, by the way, y'all, old Vader's on his way over here to the... to the villa. He says that Joanne had stopped by and dropped off some pretzels. So I guess he's in the jalopy on the way over here right now. And I didn't stay up late at all on Sunday night. In fact, I think I went to bed about 8:15 p.m. in the evening. Slept like a baby, got up on Monday, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle, came back, and then I was off. I was off to the Sam's Club. You know, I mentioned that I needed to get some of those King Hawaiian buns for my little ham sandwiches, and I needed an onion from the Walmart, and so I got those, and I also picked up a half gallon of fresh squeezed orange juice, and I got they had these different little pastries that I haven't seen before. They're kind of crispy. The pastry part is kind of crispy, but it's got cinnamon sugar on it, and but they're crisp, and so it's not like a soft cinnamon roll. So I picked up that too. Y'all came back here to the villa, got me a share, and y'all, here I am recording the little show, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, I have gotten so many gas reports. Y'all, that gay country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, y'all, he was in the Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Big Fatty, did he have a banjo on his knee? Probably. He went to a petroleum station, $2.35 a gallon, but But he had the secret coupon code that got it down to $2.10 a gallon. Big fatty. And y'all, the Laughing Buddha up there in snow-covered St. Paul, he paid $2.28 a gallon. When I was at the Sam's Club earlier on Monday, it was $2.24 a gallon. Y'all, that Holly, you know he's part of the enormous little show. Yes, Big Fatty, any idea when the enormous hiatus is going to come to an end and we get a little show? I don't know. he's very busy out buying gas at $2.15 a gallon. But y'all, are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Because Phoenix Dave, y'all, he is the winner chicken dinner. He got gas at the Costco for $2.02. Big Fatty, that's unheard of, you're telling me.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, Gavin. Gavin used to do that stick it with a poke. Y'all, he's retiring tomorrow, hump day. And y'all, it reminded me, I ran across this article on the Mechanical, 17 trips you need to take as soon as you retire. And y'all, I thought I'd just go through these and see how many I had been on. Number one was Ireland. I've been there. Number two was the Galapagos Islands. I have not been there. Number three, Costa Rica. I've been there. Number four was Australia. I've been there. Number five was the Blue Ridge Parkway. I've been there. Number six, the Rocky Mountaineer. That's the train that goes in the Canadian Rockies. Y'all, I've done that. Let's see. Southeast Asia River Cruise. Haven't done that. China, haven't been there. Egypt, not gonna go there. Scottsdale, Arizona, no thank you. Although I think Gavin is thinking of moving to Arizona. Iceland and the Northern Lights, really would like to do that. Big Fatty Crooked Hat did it. Sicily, I've been there. Africa, have not been there. United States coast-to-coast road trip. I did that with the NIP. Me? Ready? Poor thing. Around the world cruise. Will never be able to do that. And Machu Picchu. I have not done that. I think that's in the South Americas. y'all, I was pretty excited to see that I had been to a lot of those places already. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I was just very fortunate that was part of my job at the coal mine, was to escort. Oh, Big Fatty, did you have an OnlyFans? No. only farts, maybe. Big Fatty, you vulgar. So, anyway, that's something for old Gavin to think about. And if you're retired, how many of those have you been on? Big Fatty, who knows? But anyway, y'all, I think that's going to be it for today. Oh, yes. Oh, dear Gussie, thank goodness the music started playing. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say Tuesday. Remember, no singer size until next Tuesday. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I've been told that my friend at Shady Pines, she's very busy tonight, so there's no Shady Pines this too, I say Tuesday night. Y'all, I did get an update from the Alex LFM about Brandon. He is out of the intensive care and things are progressing. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Joey Bukkake from over there at the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. And Joey, any news?
This year for the holiday season, they've announced that there is a shortage of Big Fatty.
Oh, how is there a shortage of Big Fatty? He's got that ruination, the early years, and these five?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.